Okay, while electric vehicle fans gather in Missouri, Federal Reserve policymakers are meeting today here in Washington, D.C. Interest rates in the United States are incredibly low right now, and it looks like the Fed wants them even lower. One widely talked about move officials are considering has an unusual name. It's called Operation Twist. Robert Smith from NPR's Planet Money team put on his dancing shoes to explain how it could make borrowing even cheaper.
It is not a coincidence that Operation Twist sounds a lot like the dance craze from the 60s, because they share a common inspiration, Chubby Checker. Come on, baby. Let's do the twist. In the early 60s, there was a transformation on the dance floor. Up until then, boys danced with girls by actually holding each other. But after seeing Chubby Checker do the twist, those kids dropped their hands, moved apart, and go like this. Meanwhile, at the Federal Reserve, the nation's economic leaders were coming up with a different crazy move.
Economists know about this. This is sort of a famous episode from the 1960s.
Randy Krosner was once a governor of the Federal Reserve. Now he's a professor at the University of Chicago. And Krosner says that back in the early 60s, the country had some of the same problems we face today, a weak economy and a growing debt. And the Fed thought,
well, maybe there's a way to try to bring down the financing costs for the government.
The Fed came up with a plan to nudge down long-term interest rates. In fact, they wanted to be known as the Nudge. But come on, nobody wants to dance the Nudge. It became known as Operation Twist after that dance craze.
Hey, everybody, get in line. We're going to make a twist train.
So it's 50 years later. Nobody twists anymore. And Operation Twist was a footnote in Fed history. So why try it again? Well, the Fed has a problem. Usually the Federal Reserve stimulates the economy by lowering short-term interest rates. If you want more money to flow around the economy, you make borrowing cheaper. But the Federal Reserve has already driven those short-term rates down to almost zero.
They've been hammering at that pretty hard, so they're looking for an additional hammer.
The Fed needs another trick to perk up the economy. And all of a sudden, that old dance was back in fashion.
We're going to do the twist, and it goes like this.
So the twist tries to twist down the interest rates on longer-term loans. And the Fed does this by buying and selling treasury bonds out in the marketplace. They basically sell a bunch of short-term bonds that they have lying around. And the Fed will use that money to buy up a bunch of longer bonds, say 10-year treasury bonds. And that demand helps push the interest rates down.
10 years, because a lot of home mortgages are very closely associated with the 10-year rate.
If the Fed tries the twist again, and if it works like it's supposed to, then it should get even cheaper to get a mortgage or to take out a business loan, and people will start to spend again. But there are no guarantees. I mean, just think about houses. There are a lot of reasons why people don't buy homes. Maybe they fear losing their job, or they think that prices are still heading down.
The interest rate is one very important price, but it's not the only one.
The consulting firm Macroeconomic Advisors ran the numbers to see if the twist will work. If the Fed buys enough bonds, they figured that something like 350,000 jobs will be created over the next 2 years. Not bad, but pretty modest. And Tulio Bomfim is one of the economists who did the study. And he says there's only so much the Federal Reserve can do by just manipulating the interest rates. He says the Fed is like Chubby Checker, dancing by himself, without any help from Congress or the president.
Monetary policy cannot do this alone in terms of helping bring the economy back to a better footing at a faster pace.
Yeah, so perhaps the twist is the wrong metaphor here, because the Federal Reserve needs a partner.
Needs a partner.
They need to waltz or something.
Yes, yes. Yeah, that's a good one.
But until Congress and the president and the Federal Reserve stop stepping on each other's toes, there's not going to be any waltz. The twist is just about the only move the Fed has left. Robert Smith, NPR News, New York.